It is day 8 of the Carl Donnelly Coffee Advent Calendar here on a comedian called Carl Drinking Coffee. it's weird just saying your own name a couple of times, isn't it? Anyway, episode 92. I've just seen it's episode 92 of this podcast. I always thought it'd be fun to do 100 in a year and then die. No, and then just call it quits on it or something, or put it to bed, do something new. So what? Maybe 2021 will be something else. Oh, a comedian called Carl drinking water. Fasting for 1 year. No. Anyway, day 8. New coffee. Today's Advent Calendar coffee is a real trip, man. A real journey. If you haven't yet watched, fancy a little laugh. I've been charting my opening the calendar and making the coffee every day on Instagram. It's very silly. I film it and it's filmed live, as live, and I quickly just snip some bits out so it's 3 minutes, because I feel, you know, it takes from opening it, then, you know, washing the filter, doing everything. It's about a 10-minute process, so I cut it down to 3 minutes. And every day I sort of embarrass myself in certain ways. Today I pulled out the tin. Le Cabra coffee roasters. Doesn't tell you what country it is from on the tin. It tells you where the beans are from. So today they are, I think they're El Salvadorian again. But Le Cabra coffee roasters, I thought, right, it's good. I know it's in Europe, and I thought, that's got to be Spain, isn't it? And then guess where it is? You'd never guess. Fucking Denmark. But anyway, so I was quite disappointed with that. And then disappointed that they only gave 17.5 grams of beans, meant to be 20. And I was up in arms, mate. Then made it. It's fucking lovely. I think it's second place so far to White Label from the Netherlands. If you're listening to this and you're not into coffee, what the hell are you doing? Is this? I mean, obviously, I'm not just going to talk about coffee. I never do. But still, the fact that it is a part of it feels very exclusive. Oh, it's misty out today, isn't it? It's not passed. You know, normally the mist passes by about 9. It's 10. This is 10:04 I'm recording this. I had a bit of a lie-in, mate. I feel very chipper today. I realised, you know, yesterday I was sleepy. I'd geeked 5 nights in a row. You know, I was a busy boy. And I needed a night off. Last night off, lovely chilled day. Just watched, ate some nice food, watched the Queen's Gambit. I think we went to bed at 9:30 p.m. It's the dream, guys. So today I feel good, but I got up, and then it's really misty. I've got to go do some Christmas shopping today. Venture out into the world of consumerism once again. It's amazing to think I always try and sort of go through phases where I just stop buying stuff, because I think that's my biggest flaw, which there might be people that know me going, it fucking ain't, mate, trust. But it's what I mean is, I'm a vegan, I'm quite a conscientious type. I like to think before I speak, to try not to upset anyone, and not in a sort of, you know, I still speak freely and honestly, but I mean, I just think this is sort of the Buddhist thing of, like, not, basically just be careful with your words, essentially. You know, it's part of spirituality, and it's something I've always tried to, well, not always, I mean, if anything, it was in the last decade I've started moving towards. Have a laugh, have a joke, but actually try and always not fight, like, pick somebody to be the butt of that joke. So, you know, I think I'm a nice chap who cares about the world and those around him and those in it. You know, if I walk past a homeless person, I've got some change in my pocket, I'll give them that. You know, I feel like I'm on the sort of, on my moral bingo card. You know, I've got a good few stamps, right? But where it all falls down, I think, for me, is the ability that I have to just buy some shit out of the blue. Like, and this year, I think, you know, it's really made me realize just how, because even in when I thought I'd sort of calmed it down and stopped, like just buying a little thing here and there on ASOS, or oh, look at that, they're nice tracksuit bottoms, and I sort of just will. It's almost like a blind spot. Everyone's got a blind spot, I think, to the things, to their flaws. But with that, mate, if you're somebody who cares about the world, you're in, try and be environmental, you recycle and all that, you can't really justify like fast fashion. It's one of the worst in the modern era for like its environmental impact. So yeah, I this year, the forced nature of it all being closed, like I think I've been into a high street clothes shop. I went into, where was it? I think it was H&M about, and I thought it was to buy a little thing for my infant. And that was the first time I'd been in one, and this was like in between the two lockdowns, so it would have been October or something. The first time I'd been in one since probably February. And I was like, I hated it. I walked in, I was like, oh, it's horrible, isn't it? When you think about it, it's always just like house music, just, oof, 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 oof. And everything's just a bit crap. And every 30 seconds, there's an announcement over the tannoy for someone to come and help on the till. It's always really muffled, isn't it? It's like, I don't know how that sounded in your ears, by the way. So yeah, it was a sort of, it was almost like it wasn't a habit, I think. It was more just laziness, but really knocked it on the head. I ordered two, three things from ASOS in the last however many months I can think of, and two of them were for Hannah for her birthday. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, today I've got to go out. I've actually got to go and do a bit of Christmas shopping. And birthday shopping, so I'm going to go to Westfield, which I'm not looking forward to, not for any COVID reasons. I'm sure everyone will be wearing their masks and all that business, and everyone, I think people are pretty. I don't know. I saw some footage of Oxford Street, and it looked mental, mate. But on the whole, I think it's easy to capture a photo like that. If you angle it right, I've been in supermarkets the whole time, and I've been very, I've always, I wear my mask, I do all that business, but I've not been like holed up in the house, scared to go out. I'm quite comfortable nipping to the shops if needs be, and actually, I've found people have been pretty aware of their surroundings and others. I know that some people online wouldn't have you believe that. They just think everyone's selfish and going around coughing on each other. I've not noticed that at all, and I live in a borough that at one point was the worst place for the virus in the UK. So I think I've got, good eyes on it. So yeah, but I mean, just in terms of, I'm not looking forward to going to Westfield because I think I'm going to just be walking around. Just not in, I just not liking being there. I think I used to like a little Christmas shopping trip round the shops. Christmas Eve, me and my mates used to do it on Christmas Eve, like leave it to that point on purpose for the sort of buzz and thrill of being like, I might have ruined Christmas here, and then we'd just dart around all the shops. We always end up in Debenhams buying up perfume for my mum. Yeah, something exciting about that last minute dash. I met Rich once, me and him were in Debenhams, and I just remember this. I remember this quite fondly, but I remember now when I think about it at the time, I was so annoyed with him. But we were in Debenhams on Christmas Eve. I was looking for a perfume for my mum, and I went up and there were some sample ones there to try, a tester. And I smelt one, and it was like, I think it was a Kenzo or something like that. And my mum liked that, so I smelt it and I went, yep, I think I'm gonna probably get this. And I said to my mate Rich, what do you think of this? And I handed him the bottle, and he smelt it, and he turned it, and he sprayed it directly into my eyes, which is arguably one of the boldest sort of practical jokes I've been victim of. You know what I mean? That is, because I know it's safe, obviously. They're sad, he's probably safe, sprayed it in a rabbit's eyes, but that to do that to yes, you've got to be good mates to know that you're going to get away with that. That's like, that's like the Jackass guys, the level of friendship where they know they could shoot each other with staplers and stuff and know that no one's going to take it personally. But I remember him, so clearly turned and just went like a sort of pepper spray right into my eyes and then just laughed. And I was in agony for, I mean, it was probably 3 minutes. I was really in pain, and then they just were stinging and sore for a while. But I remember not finding it funny for for a good length of time. And when I said good length of time, for that, I reckon for the next hour I was pretty moody with him. But now I look back on it as that is a funny thing. We actually think about that. It's not, it's a bold thing to do to your mate. And I sort of, I've forgiven him in full, and I find it quite funny now to think about. But yes, what I will say is at the time I was not happy. But yeah, that whole, I used to love it. I used to love Oxford Street and all the lights and just running around and feeling, it made me feel very festive. I think that's, maybe that's the change. I've just had a realization. I feel Christmassy now without it. I used to need that. I used to go up there and go around the shops and hear the music and see all the lights, and that would make me feel Christmassy. Whereas now, the spirit of Christmas is inside me. It was in there all along, guys. That's the moral of today's podcast. I've just hatched upon a moral. That, you don't need all the tinsel and all the bells and whistles. Christmas is inside all of us. So, okay. This was like a mini Christmas film, wasn't it? Today's 12 minutes of. And on that note, I finished the final sip of my coffee. Vintage, that was a vintage stuff today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Christmas. I mean, I don't know why I keep saying it. If I'm saying it too regularly, it's just, I'll stop. I'll stop until I get to Christmas. But I hope you're all right. Hope you're not stressing. Hope you're managing to get some quiet time at this time of year. And it's been a tough year. Let's try and ease our way through the end of it. Speak to you later.